Howie D from the Backstreet Boys is joining us. Hello from Canada. I guess you're back in Canada. Welcome to Canada again.
Yeah, thank you. It's great to be back. I can't think of a better place to have my album release week launch here. Canada's been so great to me, and not only with Backstreet Boys, but on all my individual projects I've been working out here with management company and just the local artists here and just everything. So it's really, really great to be back.
And there's a lot to talk about, so I guess you mentioned the new album. We'll talk about that. Where do we begin? The new album is called Back to Me, right?
That's correct, yep.
First off, the name of it. Tell me the meaning behind that.
Well, it's actually one of the titles of one of the tracklists on the album. And, you know, I was actually thinking, you know, trying to get creative with, you know, coming up with, you know, an album, like, unique and cool. It's never been said before. And I looked at it, my management had mentioned, what about the, you know, the album title Back to Me? And I was like, nah, it's too common, you know, too easy. I'm like, there's something to this, you know, the fact that, you know, Back to Me almost within itself, you know, means, you know, for me personally, things, you know, coming in full circle back to me as a solo artist were, you know, which is what I began my career as, you know, before being in the Backstreet Boys. And also the fact that that Back was in the title, and I'm also a Backstreet Boy. I was like, oh, that's kind of interesting. It's like a double bam out of it.
Ah, yes, it does make sense. So what's the message of your album then? What's the vibe? And, I mean, does it have a boy band sound at all?
I mean, the message, I didn't really, like, you know, go to, like, you know, thinking, okay, I'm going to make this album a concept, you know, driven album. It was just more so just creating good songs that, you know, I was either able to co-write, which I did co-write about 3/4 of the album. At the same time, I also accepted, you know, great songs from other writers and producers. But it was mainly, you know, just making a good body of work that I felt not only showcased my voice, but also, you know, to a point, did, you know, show my fans, you know, the direction that I'm in to right now, more of my headspace is at. You know, I didn't, you know, for me, I initially started off in one direction, a little bit more of a Latin direction, and then little by little, came back to more of the signature sound of the Backstreet Boys with my mid-tempos and ballads on this record.
Now, I guess a lot of people assume that when you go from being in a group to then solo, that there's, like, hard feelings and that the group has broken up, but I know one of your bandmates, Nick Carter, actually co-wrote on the album.
Yes, absolutely, and, you know, one thing about my group is that we are very, very supportive of each other, you know, working individually. I mean, I think, you know, we really do believe that the stronger we are individually, the more we bring to the table for the group, whether it's, you know, coming back with a bigger, stronger fan base, or even, you know, standing on our own two legs, you know, coming to the table with more, you know, creative input, direction, whatever it may be. But yeah, no, I mean, there's definitely been no animosity at all. You know, Nick and I wrote a song on this record called Pure, which I was very proud to have his help on that. And then for AJ's first solo record, him and I wrote a song on that as well. And, you know, we all came from individual backgrounds and all have, you know, wanted to give each other the space to spread our wings and, you know, use Backstreet Boys as a, you know, platform for us to be able to start our careers with.
Now, most of your music career has been with the group of guys, Backstreet Boys, as you're talking about, and I guess most recently New Kids on the Block. So is it, I don't know, I mean, do you prefer being with the group or doing something on your own? I guess they each have their own benefits, but now you're the lead man, once again, like before you got into the group. So which do you prefer?
You know, it's really hard to pick one over the other. Like you said, I mean, they both have their pluses and minuses. You know, I can definitely say that, you know, I love performing with my guys. You know, we have an amazing fan base worldwide, and the when we get together, you know, not only the audience that we're able to command, but also the venues and, you know, being able to go certain places that I've been able to, you know, have the luxury with my group to be able to do is, you know, is amazing. You know, the negatives, you know, is definitely parts where, you know, it is, you know, being in a group, it's a totally team situation. It's not, there's no I in, you know, in team. And so, you know, there is times where you have to, you know, sacrifice, you know, maybe in some thoughts or some, you know, choices that you want to make, you know, best for the group. And, you know, that's where the solo project, you know, gives you that freedom to be able to, you know, experiment, to, you know, do things that, you know, you would really like to satisfy, you know, your creative inputs with.
We're going to talk more about the group in just a little bit. We've got to get back to the music more with Howie D from the Backstreet Boys right after this. Howie D from the Backstreet Boys still joining us on the phone. You know, he's taken Canada by storm, and I guess a lot of the world. You're going to be in South America and then in Miami. And, you know, when we mentioned that you're going to be on the show, listeners were going nuts. I should say female listeners were going nuts about this Backstreet Boys cruise. Now, I knew nothing about it, so they made me feel stupid, of course. But you have a boat cruise next month. What is that?
Yes, actually, this is our second annual cruise that Backstreet Boys are embarking on. We're leaving out of Miami on Carnival Cruise Lines December 2nd, going down to the Bahamas, where we'll be joined with Kevin Richardson, who will be there for a beach party that we're doing. And then the rest, the four of us, come back with our fans on the boat back to Miami, disembarking on the 5th of November. And I'm sorry, December. And so, but it's a great, great cruise. We did it last year, and we had such a great response from it that the fans asked for another one this year. So we're doing a whole boat this time. And it's just going to be a great week for our fans just to be able to hang out with us and get, you know, we are going to performing a show on the boat, but there's a lot of other things that we're doing, like, you know, costume nights and karaoke and just, you know, having drinks and having fun with our fans. So it's a nice way for our fans to get to see us in a different light as well.
So it's a little bit more interactive than just seeing, like, a concert or a public appearance.
Exactly.
You know what? It sounds too much fun. We're taping a Christmas show in Mexico on the 3rd, so damn it, we can't make it, but it sounds like a good time.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun. I mean, I'd tell all of our fans to start sleeping now, because when we get on the boat, it's a nonstop party the whole time.
So how can we check out details about the cruise then? Is there information on your website?
Yeah, there's definitely, you can go to my website, HowieD.com, as well as the group website, you know, BackstreetBoys.com. It gives all the details there with, you know, Carnival Cruise Lines, dates, and everything.
Now, you guys grew up together, and I can only imagine the crazy antics that, you know, happened. There's got to be one moment, though, that was maybe just so funny that you still laugh about today, maybe something that happened on stage or during a rehearsal or on tour. Is there anything that sticks out in your mind right now?
Oh, my God, we had so many. I don't even know where to start. and there's been times where, you know, I've fallen off the stage a couple of times, times where you split your pants, time where Kevin's pants fell off of him while he's flying in the air. You know, there's been so many funny moments, you know, where it's, you know, slipped on the stage, people have forgotten words, it's hilarious.
I can only imagine the antics that you guys get up to now as grown adults, because that's sometimes even more crazy.
Oh, yeah. Crazier sometimes. So now we're around other people who are grown adults as well, and should know better by now.
Sounds like a good time. So now we go from funny to serious. I know that you created a foundation, and you're helping people out. Tell me what the hope is for that.
Yeah, no, I've actually created the DeRose Lupus Foundation in memory of my sister Caroline, who I lost to lupus back in '98, and it was a devastating situation in my family's life, and I tried, you know, turning it into a positive thing by creating the DeRose Lupus Foundation in memory of her. And you know, getting out there using my quote-unquote celebrity status to, you know, get media awareness about the disease and be able to do a lot of fundraising to raise money to give towards research. So our organization is still open right now. Our doors are still open. We're still receiving funds, donations, you know, still doing fundraisers here and there. And, you know, just trying to, you know, do what little impact I can to try to help, you know, maybe save another family from having to go through the same tragedy I went through.
So how can we get involved?
We have a website. It's called DoraLupusFoundation.org. And people can go on there whether they just want to make a donation or whether they want to come to the table with an idea for a fundraiser, whether they, you know, that they want to do on their own or you know, fundraiser to partner up with us. But there's definitely, you know, many ways they can help out.
We'll be sure to check it out. Howie D from the Backstreet Boys. The solo album is called Back to Me. It's in stores now. Give us your website address one more time.
My website is howied.com. And I'm all over Facebook and you know, Twitter, Howie_D. So I'd love to always keep in touch with all my fans out there.
Awesome. And as Howie says, you might want to rest up if you're going on the Backstreet Boys cruise next month. Thanks for joining us today. Best of luck with everything, Howie.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, take care. Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley. Hey!